was born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and I couldn't sleep because I had my rant commentary for the week on my mind, and so I decided to wake up and just record it. And I don't know, I was just getting upset about some things. And actually, I wasn't getting upset. I was contemplating a couple of things and getting upset about a couple of things. Anyway, I'll just get into it. Have you ever went shopping for a car? Or decided to buy a certain car, or think about buying a certain car, and then right when you decided to start buying or think about buying that certain car, say if it's a Ford Focus, you see a Ford Focus everywhere, like they came out of nowhere. Just there was a Ford Focus everywhere now. I feel that same way with cryptocurrency. I got into crypto, started making this podcast. I talked to my brother and I got him into crypto, and actually a friend of mine got me into crypto. And now all of a sudden I'm like in a half a dozen different group chats with, you know, a couple hundred people, and people are just keep popping out of nowhere that are in crypto. I didn't even know these people existed. I mean, some are colleagues, and I'm like, hey, Amber, you have 1,000 ETH? He's like, yeah, you know, I bought for a dollar. Like, what are you doing with it? How did I not know this? You know, I have a podcast, right? She's like, oh, really? Oh, okay, I'm Crypto 101. Yeah, she's like, oh, I've heard it before. I'm like, oh, okay. And you're just sitting here with 1,000 ETH, you didn't tell me. Okay, Matthew Aaron, you know, that's kind of like my name. Anyway, whatever. But it's just, anyway, it's just funny that, you know, right when you get into something, all these people that you know or didn't know just pop out of the woodwork, just like the Ford Focus that you were thinking about buying, and now all of a sudden, you see them everywhere. And one of these group chats I was in, or I am in, one of these group chats that I am in, there's a lot of, you know, Crypto 101 is for, you know, new people getting into crypto. And I am in a lot of group chats just to, you know, be like the guide to help people, you know, with this or that or whatever. And I was in this group chat and this guy was like, I want to sell Civic, because he bought Civic and he bought it at, I can't remember what it was, maybe 50 cents or something. And he's like, you know, I want to sell it, but, you know, I bought it for 0.8 Bitcoins. And now it's 0.7 Bitcoins. And so I can't sell. And I'm like, well, how much did you buy it for? He's like, 0.8 Bitcoins. I'm like, but it's 0.7 Bitcoins. I'm like, dude, you do know Bitcoins just like went up crazy from the time you bought it to now. And he's like, so he's trying to gauge his purchase from two different coins that are constantly moving. And it's kind of like, you know, What's the analogy? Trying to shoot a bullet shot from a train while you're riding on horseback. That's how I feel like he's trying to buy and sell by using Bitcoin as a gauge some days, and then you know, ETH as a gauge some days. And my recommendation is, if you want to buy and sell, just use dollars. Buy it in dollars and sell it in dollars. Because it's the only currency that you really care about. Some people use Satoshis and some people use Bitcoin. And I honestly don't, because I personally don't even get it. I don't get it because if I'm going to cash out, I'm going to get my fiat. I'm going to get my dollars. And if I'm going to make money, I'm making dollars. So if I come in with $10,000, I want to get out with $12,000. And I don't care how many Bitcoin that is. So guys, if you're new to trading, just use dollars. And if you live in the crypto world, then, you know, they have their own way to do it, but just use dollars. If you buy Civic at 50 cents, sell it at 60. you're going to be good. Make sure you know your fees and everything, though. Take those into account. You know, if you're buying your Bitcoin on Coinbase, make sure you take your fees into account. Make sure you take the transactions into account for sending your Bitcoin to whatever exchange you're using, and your maker and taker fees. And after that, after you pay your taxes, I'm going to call those your taxes and all your fees, you know, you should be making money. My next thing that was on my head, and this is why I woke up, actually, and I can't sleep because of this. And it's altcoins not knowing why they're here in the market. And what do I mean by that? I am surprised and amazed by the lack of organization and inexperience in building a team, even though you're altcoin, or I'm sorry, building a team and a brand, even though your altcoin may be worth, I don't know, 30 million or 40 million or 50 million or 100 million, and you have this market cap of 100 million, the founders or whoever's organizing everything with their development team and their marketing team and their social media team, there has to be money there to pay everybody, unless it's completely volunteer, to try to, you know, make their own coins worth more. But I just don't understand how there's lack of the why in a currency. And Bitcoin, you don't need a why for Bitcoin. Bitcoin started the market. You don't need a why. You don't need this. But something like Litecoin, you know, and I always say Charlie, but Charlie is such a public figure, you know, in Litecoin. And he's always on Twitter and posting, you know, his Goku and Vegeta memes about Bitcoin and Litecoin being gold and silver, like Goku and Vegeta. And it's what they do. They know they're a Bitcoin clone. They are, you know, developing their network and their blockchain differently and faster and, you know, in their own way without the Bitcoin politics. But they know what they are, and they're branding themselves for the future. They know they're the silver, and they want to be the silver, and they've never strayed from that. So when somebody asks you, what is Litecoin? And they say, well, we're silver to Bitcoin's gold. That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. And everybody goes, oh, even if they don't get it. They go, oh, and they walk away and they go, what does that mean? I don't know. That's pretty cool. And they say the same shit to other people. And they go, hey, well, you're in crypto? I'm like, yeah. What do you own? Litecoin. No, what's Litecoin? Oh, it's the silver to Bitcoin's gold. And nobody knows what the fuck that means. But you have created an identity for yourself. Litecoin is the silver to Bitcoin's gold. However, if you ask some of these other currencies or these other coins out there, they can't give you a straight answer. So what's good about X coin? Oh, you know, well, we're SegWit, and we already, you know, we're Lightning Network, and we're going to do atomic swaps with Litecoin and Viacoin and Vertcoin and Bitcoin. And, you know, we have this development team, and it's like, I don't give a shit, dude. I'm not going to buy or invest or hold your currency if you don't know why you're here. And if you can't sum that up in a sentence, at the most, then you're doing it wrong. Imagine if one of these big brands, and really, you just have to look at a big brand. Look at Pepsi, look at Coca-Cola. Imagine if you asked somebody from Coca-Cola what they did, and they were like, oh, well, you know, we're carbonated water and high fructose corn syrup and caramel color number 5 in a bottle with a screw top cap. You'd be like, what the fuck are you, what are you talking about, dude? But if they said, oh, we're an American icon, then you're like, whoa, Coca-Cola, an American icon. Yeah, we're an American icon. They don't even have to tell you what's in the bottle. They just go, hey, we're an American icon. You know what you're going to do? Is you're going to go to whoever else and say, hey, what's this Coca-Cola? It's an American icon. Is it true? Who knows? But they know where they position themselves, or they created that position for themselves. So my rant is all of these altcoins that are, you know, sitting at the with great tech, people who care, but with no direction and no vision for developing a brand and creating a wantable commodity for people to invest in and possibly use in the future. Because we're not talking about now. We're not talking about, hey, where can you use X coin? Nowhere, they're going to say. Oh, okay, who cares? No. Where can you use it in 5 years? And how is it going to get there? By saying that you are the silver to Bitcoin's gold. And you know what? I promise you we're going to be using Litecoin all over the place. I promise you all these other coins are going to fall off because they don't know why they're here. Or at least they didn't create the narrative for themselves. And with all the thousands of coins out there, nobody's going to care if they fall off. Nobody's going to notice if they fall off. But they're going to be pissed off because they're going to say, well, we worked hard and we did AMAs on Reddit and we did YouTube live videos and we did all these questions and asked, but the fundamental why is not there. And I have no clue what to tell anybody about this coin or what's the purpose of it. So in summary, altcoins, if you want to, get that market cap past 20 million and go to 200 million, do a couple things. First, make your why. Make it in a slogan, a motto, on your branding, and everything. And brainwash the shit out of your team, your core team. And don't make it more than 5 words. Say, X coin, we are this. This is it. This is what we do. And brainwash your core team. And then when your core team does AMAs and goes out and talks about this coin, they are all on message. You never let them get off message. And if they can't stay on message, whoever's in charge, make sure they're on message. I know this is coming from just a random dude that has Crypto 101 podcast. I've been a general manager in business for, and management in business, not just a GM, but I've been in business for, a while. And I've worked for some, not big brands. I mean, nothing huge, nothing like, Coca-Cola or anything. But, the brands that I worked with, they had their brand on because they did know the why. They did know what they were doing, and they could sum it up in 5 words. We are this. And we were very successful because we were that. And even if we weren't that, didn't matter. We were still that because that's how everybody knew us. I know that was a long-winded, commentary about, the altcoin market. It's just, I'm frustrated because I personally hold a lot of these altcoins. And I don't care if I'm not making money or, I don't want to lose money, of course, but I don't care if I'm not getting rich off of them. It's just frustrating to see these altcoins go through these problems that are very basic in developing a brand. And it's just the basics and the fundamentals are not there. And it's hurting them. It's hurting their branding. It's hurting their marketing. It's going to hurt their future because all these other coins are developing these niches and this narrative around them. NEO, smart economy. What does that mean? Who gives a shit? You know how many times I see NEO, smart economy, hashtagged and mentioned on Reddit and forums? And these jackasses don't know what they're talking about. Smart economy. I don't know what it means. I'm not even saying I'm the jackass. I don't know what it means. Smart economy. Besides smart contracts, what does that even mean? I don't know, but I bought it. And you know what I do? Is I tell people, Neo, what is it? Oh, it's smart economy. What does that mean? Oh, it's smart contracts and, smart economy. It's going up. Moon, Lambos. Boom. Sold. Branding. Check out their website. You know what it says? Smart economy. Boom. You have now brainwashed everybody that I have told because of your on-message branding. Keep it on message, guys. Oh, okay. I'm gonna tone it down a notch, I think. It's been an amazing week in the cryptocurrency world because I don't know if anybody else is invested in OpenAnX, OAX. But I just got to tell you my story because it's crazy. It's crazy because I just don't believe it still. So, I've been looking at OAX since it was an ICO or token sale. Anyway, they're a crowdfunding. they're startup capital. And, I saw them, you know, go through this whole process. And then when they went hit the market, they hit this Liqui, L-I-Q-U-I, I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, this exchange, and that's what they were on for a while, and they were trading at 35 cents. And I've been watching them, and they went up to 40 cents and 42 and whatever, and then they hit 70 cents. And I was like, you know what? I think this company has something going for it, and I'm going to actually buy some of their coins. So I bought in at 70 cents. And I rode that until I heard they were going to go on to Binance, the exchange out of China. So Liqui or Liqui or whatever, I don't know what that's called. I never heard it spoken before, is a Ukraine exchange, and Binance is a China exchange. So they've only been on this one platform for a while, and it went from 70 cents to, you know, 120 to 150 and then 180. And I was like, you know what? They're going to be listed on Binance in like less than 24 hours. I'm gonna pick some up. It's 180. I'm picking up another X amount of coins. So I bought those coins. And so I'm holding double the coins now. And it goes up to 220, 250, 280. And I'm sitting at 290 at lunchtime. I'm eating lunch and I see it at 290 before it goes on Binance. I get done with my lunch. I get home and I didn't check the prices when I got home, but I went and I got dinner. So we're talking about, I ate lunch at, you know, 12 o'clock Asia time, and they got on Binance at 12 o'clock. And by the time I get ready to start looking at, getting ready for dinner, I checked the prices. They're at $1.30. What the hell happened? How did they go from 280, get listed on a new exchange, and go to $1.30? And the only thing I can think, and but here's the weirdest thing, is DNT did the same thing, I think the same day as they got listed on Binance trading with ETH, and they went crazy down too. And I'm just going to, you know, put up this red flag right now, and I'm going to put it out to everybody that's listening. They're moving money. We know they're moving money. I think they're moving money. And they're using the Binance as the way into China and the way out and from these other exchanges. And these popped up cryptocurrencies that can get listed on the exchange. Now the currency doesn't care because, you know, they're just moving money through the currency. It has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with OAX. But these exchanges are like, hey, you know what? Why don't we just throw a shit ton of money into this currency? I'm going to list it in 24 hours and then you guys can get your money out. Whoever wants to move money in and out. You're just under the radar. Just radar-ness. I don't know. Because, I mean, they offloaded this currency, OEX, in like three big drops. Like, bam, bam, bam. Over the course of 2 hours, 3 hours. It was insane. That brings up some flags for me. Things that are getting listed on that exchange now. And I'm really looking closely at how everything reacts from this point on, because I'm not salty that, you know, currencies go down. It's happened many times already. If you're holding ETH from, say, if you got in and you're holding ETH from May and you bought it in, I bought in into ETH at 80 and it went from, you know, 80 to 150 to 200, 300, and it was at 400 and something, and then went back down to 100, and then it flash dropped to like 10 cents. You want to talk about shitting. So I'm not worried about losing money. I know it's going to get back. I know OAX is going to have a good product and it's going to, you know, be a strong platform in exchange because they're working too damn hard for it not to be. But I am very, very curious of how they unloaded $60 million in a couple hours out of that currency. Again, this is my just commentary rant. It has nothing. All the other episodes I do have facts involved and there, but again, I have two parts of this podcast. The first one is because I want to educate, I want to get new people into the cryptocurrency and get people involved. But the other part is I'm just doing this for myself too. I want to have a place where I can, you know, get out and voice my opinions of blockchain and crypto, because if you need somewhere to do it. You need to have this place, because if you're invested in any kind of currency and you have some stake in the game, you're going to go crazy if you don't vent by hearing all that. That goes into my last comment and my last rant for this episode. And that one is, you know, what if Binance is, you know, being a little, well, okay, what if they're being a little shady? What if people are moving money through that and it's, you know, manipulating the markets? And what if, what if? If you're in the Wild West cryptocurrency world, it's like, you know, that happens. It's normal and we all know it. Cool. But with that, how do we get a market that is 150 billion as of right now, maybe 147, but let's just say 150 billion as of right now to that $1 trillion mark? Or what about, you know, that $2 trillion, $3 trillion? You're not going to do that without regulation. You're not going to do that without governance. You're not going to do that without rules to be had with for the exchanges, for the ICOs, for the token sales, for the coins that are out there, for, you know, some background checking and some due diligence for people that are going to be in the game. Because we need trust. You need it. You need some form of trust. And there is enough fraud and jackasses out there in the exchanges and in the ICOs to make it not trustworthy enough to prevent the market from growing that big. And you don't want to be, you know, looking at every ICO as a way that somebody's going to fraud you or cheat you or use some exchange or some wallet in a way for people to steal your money and your code. You know, it's not the way to grow. Yes, it's great for now because this is a new market and everything's coming out. But however, it's not the way to get to the future. With that said, my disclaimer is I don't want government. I don't want the Fed. I don't want the SEC or anything equivalent in any other country to do that. So this is my blockchain manifesto. My blockchain, this is the first part of my blockchain manifesto, is that crypto, blockchain, and the people involved, this is you, me, you know, Vitalik, Charlie, and everybody else out there, needs to come with a structure and a plan of how to foster blockchain development in some sort of smart constitution and laws to govern this development. We don't need to trust each other, and that's the beauty of blockchain. Blockchain is about the lack of trust. And smart contracts, you know, reinforce that. That's what we are built on with blockchain, is that we don't trust each other. I don't trust you. I don't trust what you're doing. I don't trust that you're not going to cheat me. Therefore, I have a smart contract that's going to take care of everything. So don't trust away. Here it is. And everybody knows it and everybody sees it. You know, so that is part of the beauty of what has been created. And I think that this is such a necessary step to move forward for blockchain and cryptocurrency to create this ecosystem without the government. Look, everything's decentralized. You know, people are going to say, well, you know, blockchain and everything's decentralized, so the government can't really do anything about it. No, you're right. I mean, China could shut the internet down. Trust me, they couldn't just shut the internet down. It's not like, you know, the United States, you know, where people be like, oh, you can't do that. You know, we have rights. No. China, they'll just shut it down. They'll shut it down and you can't do anything about it. But besides China and maybe North Korea, yes, you're right. It's decentralized and you can't really stop a coin or whatever. However, you can stop participation. If a coin is rogue and they want to make their own rogue markets, it's fine. But the big markets are going to be centered around Ethereum or Ethereum and Bitcoin or Ethereum, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Monero, Dash, Neo. And within these brands in this blockchain, there is a form of governance. Now, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be like you have to go through the SEC and all these hoops and what have you, because the democracy can be distributed as well through every user with, you know, a computer. These laws can be put in place to say, look, if you're an exchange, you have to meet these criteria, and here it is in a smart contract, and you have to, you know, and you have to join this entity. And living within this entity, it could be its own economy, $10 trillion economy under its own constitution, its own umbrella, its own governance outside of any government. And you can't be stopped because it is decentralized, unless everybody wants to just turn off the internet, which for $10 trillion, they might try to, but they can't. They can't do this. But for crypto to grow, there has to be rules to the game. Right now, there are rules popping up, but you can skirt them. They're, you know, it is still the Wild West. And again, this is something that I like about it. But I just feel that it's very easy and something necessary for there to be the smart constitution for blockchain and crypto, the crypto constitution. And all the players of the game agree to these stipulations within the constitution, and there sits a board member. I'll be one of the board members if you want. I'll be the president. I'll be the first president. President Matthew Aaron. And these board members and their job titles and everything are within this constitution. And they can't be amended without, you know, consensus of everyone. It can't just be, you know, Vitalik saying, I'm going to change the, you know, no, it has to be everyone. Everybody has it. And if you're going to do it, it has to be voted on, just like hard fork. We're going to hard fork the constitution. They have these rules that even the governing people, individuals, have to abide by. And this is all, you know, set in this. So all these players are in there. And if you want to play in this game, you do have to be part of this. And, you know, hopefully everybody starts encompassing this constitution. And that's exchanges. So you can't have rogue exchanges just popping up and saying, hey, we're a new exchange. Come and invest in us and we're going to do whatever the hell we want. And then, oh, by the way, there is a backdoor open and, you know, the code is all messed up and somebody just stole, you know, $5 million in your Bitcoin. Oops, sorry. Or, hey, you know what? We have a new wallet now and if it's not, you know, crypto constitution certified, don't use it. Because how many times have we heard, oh, somebody used a wallet and there's a back door so that somebody steals all the Bitcoin. Oops, sorry. You know, or like this Enigma ICO that just, you know, came out a couple of days ago and they ran off with $500,000 of their startup funding because what? They didn't use two-factor authentication is what I heard. Oops, sorry. Look, these things have to be accountable. These things have to be certified. And you know, from wallets to exchanges to ICOs to whatever you're going to do, I think there should be a crypto constitution certification where they say, we are certified by the over-governance body of cryptocurrency. And it's in the blockchain and we abide by that. So we know as consumers that we can put faith in this and not have to have a degree in, you know, C++ or Python or, you know, C# or whatever the hell, you know, developing language that we need to know, programming language that we need to know to double check my wallet that I'm going to keep my currency in, that nobody can just, you know, sneak in the back and take all my loot, because I ain't got time for that. I got to go to work. I got to pay my bills. I got to get to sleep. I don't have time to just, you know, check your code and make sure that the wallet is to fuel the economy that everybody wants to build. Anyway, that's the end of my commentary rant for this week. I hope that there were good ideas and I hope they weren't too frustration fueled. And I hope they helped. That's the biggest thing. And I know that I'm just a podcaster. I have my biggest episode so far was the GDAX Coinbase Companion one. It has about 700 listens on it. And I'm very thankful for each one of those listens and every listen for every other episode. Everybody who's listening, thank you very much. It's very appreciated. And I'm having fun doing this. And I hope everybody's getting something out of this. But I also want to plant the seed of, you know, growing this market because, you know, I believe in the future of without the Fed, to be honest, and the future of, you know, blockchain and developing this. And it's not just, you know, getting blockchain into different technologies. Like Tesla says, oh, we're going to use blockchain for our self-driving cars, which is cool. That's cool. But I'm talking about the overlining economy. I'm talking about the bigger picture of it. I'm talking about, you know, getting everybody connected. It's late here. I told you I woke up for this. I guess at the end of the day, I just hope that the comments are heard by the people that need to hear them. And I'm always available to lend much more comments if needed to anyone. But altcoins, please get your why and promote your why. And if you cannot sum up your altcoin like Coca-Cola as an American icon and you have to list your ingredients, water, carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color number 5. If you have to do that when somebody asks you what your coin is and why it's better than Litecoin, then you're doing it wrong and you have it wrong. And if you can't admit that, then your coin is going down and I cannot see it going anywhere until somebody in your organization forces the hand of your branding and marketing. And for the shitty wallets and ICOs and token sales and exchanges out there that are really breaking the trust of the crypto world every time they do something shady and fraud everybody out of money or steal everybody's Bitcoin, I hope that there is a solution to this, and that solution is in blockchain, because it'll be a little bit, it would be poetic. And I hope that it comes sooner than later, where there is a coalition of all these companies that have came out to get this together and organize to keep it growing, to keep it sustainable, and to keep more people unafraid to get involved with this emerging technology that is going to change the world. And it's right now, how we're going to change it. Are we going to change it by the crypto world changing it and blockchain and the people involved? Or are we going to wait for the Fed and the SEC and Big Gov and the Central Bank of China to come here and here to make sure that everything's running the way they want it to run? Anyway, those are my thoughts. Thank you very much. This is Matthew Aaron, Crypto 101. Find me on Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, Tumblr, Crypto 101 or Crypto_101. That's my Twitter. And you can email me at crypto.101@outlook.com. And the song today is a song that I think that doesn't get enough recognition for the rendition by Aloe Black, Change Gonna Come, originally by Sam Cooke. The link is in the description. Check it out. Check out more Aloe Black. Of course, check out Sam Cooke. Thank you very much. Crypto 101, Matthew Aaron. Times when I thought I wouldn't lie.